Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
NBA show, the podcast that you keep listening to even when you arrive at your destination, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. Yes, that is a metaphor. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how important are images to your business. We all know a picture can be worth a thousand words. Images can really help you communicate your message. Today we're going to be talking about the uses of images, and I'm going to give you some great resources as well to know where to find great images and how to make them your own. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. One of the decisions you have to make when you're getting started with your business is where you're going to host your website. You need a host that's reliable, that's easy to use, and has amazing support. You need HostGator. They have 24/7 live support via chat, phone, and email. Plus, they have one-click WordPress installs and an easy-to-use website builder. And best of all, they're giving listeners to the $100 MBA Show a huge discount, 30% off. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. Everybody and their cat knows photos are effective online, either on your blog and especially on social media. There was a study that was done by SocialBakers.com that showed that sharing photos on Facebook gets the most engagement. Posts with photos get more engagement than those with video. So having great photos for your business can really, really help your brand and your marketing strategies. Photos allow you to communicate that vibe, that feeling you want to communicate instantly. So I want to talk about a few things today in the lesson. One, I'm going to talk about this whole idea, this elephant in the room of copyright. I also want to give you some resources to find great photos and how to personalize them, how to edit them and add some really great filters or maybe even some fonts, some typography on your photos that can make you really stand out. Let's get into it. First of all, copyright is a real thing. You don't want to get an email from somebody asking you to cease and desist, right? You got to make sure that you're toeing the line, you're doing the right thing. So as a rule of thumb, if you're just Googling for images, it's safe to say that everything out there is copyrighted. Unless your photos are coming from a source that claims to be public domain, stock free, or you have to do what's called attribution, which means that you can use the photo, but you have to attribute the person that has taken the photo. So just be wary of this. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just speaking out of experience here. I'm giving my personal advice, not my legal advice. But be aware that copyright is a real thing. You want to make sure that you're getting photos from a great source. Secondly, you should be using photos on your website, in your blog posts. In Chris Brogan's guest lesson, he mentions that you should have a photo with every blog post, at least one photo. Having a photo really sets the tone. You can check out our photos on the $100 MBA, and it usually kind of just sets the mood and lets you know, oh, this is what this post is all about, and it goes along with the headline. I also personally found that when I share a photo along with a status update on Facebook or on Twitter, I get a lot more engagement. I get a lot more click-throughs. I mean, people go check out what I'm trying to say or trying to promote or trying to share, be it a blog post or something that we're launching. A photo is a lot more enticing. It gives them a sneak peek of what they can learn more about if they click through the link. Now, it's really also important to make your photos that you have, the ones that you get, your own personal brand. Now, you don't have to be a Photoshop genius. I use Photoshop, but if you don't know Photoshop, there are other resources for you to add filters, to edit, to crop, to resize, to do a lot of great things to your photos to improve its quality. One is Canva.com, and we're going to put all these links that we mentioned today in today's show notes. You can check that out at 100mba.net, MBA236, or if you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see all the notes. So Canva.com is a great way to edit photos quickly and easily. Most of their tools are all free. There are some things you can, you know, purchase, small little purchases. You want to add, you know, special fonts or special things, but you can do a lot for free on Canva. You can also edit in Pablo, and Pablo is Buffer App's photo editing software. It's not as sophisticated as Canva, but it's simple enough and it does the job. You can use some of their stock photos and you can also use your own photos. Now you might be asking yourself, so what about the photos themselves? Where do I find them? Where do I go to make sure I'm getting quality photos that are not copyrighted, that are safe to use? Now, instead of me listing a whole bunch of links of different websites you could check out to get stock-free photos or great photos at a low cost, I'm going to tell you about two blog posts that are really great. And we're going to put these in the show notes as well. One of them is by a friend of mine named Chase Reeves, who wrote a blog post called 50 Plus Sites for Free Images, Fonts, and Icons for Your Blog. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Again, you can tap the cover art if you're on your iPhone. You can see that link. It's a great post with a whole bunch of great resources for you to get some really great photos, most of them for free, and most of them are royalty free. You can use them with no worry of copyright infringement. Another one is a post that is on Medium, and it's called Stock Photos That Don't Suck. It's a list of places to find the best free stock photos, and we'll put that link in the show notes as well. Guys, I got more on this lesson, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Hostgator. Hostgator is an easy, all-in-one solution for your website hosting. If you ever have any questions, need any help in doing anything for your website, you can reach out to their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email. If you're looking to get your website designed, they can hook you up with a designer that can work with you one-on-one. Looking to get some marketing services? They can help you out with your pay-per-click ads. They're there to make sure that you're successful, that your website is a success, and their site is up and running in no time. And here's the best part. Hostgator is giving you an incredible discount. Listeners to the $100 MBA show get 30% off. Just visit hostgator.com/MBA30. That's hostgator.com/MBA30. Get all your hosting, domain, design, marketing needs met with Hostgator. Now, I don't want to sound like all of this is super easy. One of the things you're going to need to focus on is to make sure you choose the right photos, the right images for the topic you're talking about, be it on a blog post or in a social media snippet. It has to relate. It has to engage. The photo has to make them think a little bit about what's going on. The photo itself has to engage them before they even start engaging with the content. That's where your creativity comes in. That's where you sit down and say, I'm looking for a photo that looks like this, a photo that displays this, that shows this type of action. It doesn't have to be slick or funny all the time, but it does have to communicate. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, guys, if you have a question you want to ask, we answer questions on Q&A weekends here on the $100 MBA show every Saturday and Sunday. Just tweet at me, at BizRepublic is my handle, B-I-Z Republic. I'll make sure we add your question to our list and answer them on Q&A weekends. And don't forget, guys, every Friday is Free Ride Friday here on the $100 MBA show, where we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. You could save $100 because it's $100, but it's worth a whole lot more with over 180 video lessons, workbooks, interviews with experts, a community forum, a whole lot more. And all you got to do to enter the weekly draw is to leave us an iTunes rating and review. You could tap on the cover art and just click our link that says, give us a rating and review, or you can check out our show page at 100mba.net/show. Either way, if you show us some love, we could show you some love. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. I want to just be honest. Not all of us are equally creative. You know, some people are more creative than others. That may not be your strength. That's okay. You can cultivate your creativity. You can build upon it. And an effort of any kind of creativity is good enough. At least you're trying. At least you're putting it out there. at least you're doing something until you can find somebody that you can work with, that you can hire, that you can partner with, that can be your creative branch of your business. So don't be discouraged if you feel like, I'm not a creative person. We were all creative at one point. As children, we were all creative. We just got to tap into that again. And again, if that's not your focus, that's okay. You can find somebody that is really creative that can help you out later down the line. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.